Just off Locust Street in Davenport, there's a little recording studio you've probably driven past 100 times. It's right between the shoe repair place that's been there forever and the Happy Joe's that looks like it was designed by Back to the Future's interpretation of the future. Through the front door of the tattoo studio, down the hallway, and through the yellow door is Skylark Recording. Owner, Justin Farley, started buying equipment years ago to record his own music. And in order to justify spending more money, he traded his time and skills behind the board.
I don't know, I went to school for recording and sound engineering after being in a band growing up. And I always just like being around the stuff, so it just seemed like a natural progression. I always had other jobs and running sound and stuff, and I would just invest the recording money back into recording equipment and gear and stuff, and just kind of snowballed. I mean, a slow snowball, but yeah.
Little by little, that snowball grew, like he said, slowly. Skylark Recording set out to be the place to go for local bands, but that original target changed once he saw the diverse clientele buying time.
I've just learned to like see what the business is and not what I want it to be. I always, I guess, imagined I'd have a million metal bands in here every day, and the whole time I was waiting for them, rappers and singers just kept coming. and for every band, there's 50 rappers, and that's just who's always been here, and I always kind of ignored it and put it on the back burner because it didn't seem as technically difficult to me, and I always just wanted to do bands and stuff like that I grew up doing. But as I look back over the months and look over the different projects I've done and see what my real market is, my demographic, it's like, I just gotta cater to my people. It's just, it's super local. It's like, my clients all live within a couple miles of here. It's like I'm the closest place to them. It's like a neighborhood thing. And they bring their guys, and then that guy comes and just kind of spiderwebs out the way I naturally, I guess, I hope the band thing would happen, but I mean, how many active bands? There's more now than there were about 5 years ago, but how many active bands are in the Quad Cities right now? Yeah. That's not a lot of work to spread around between all the studios and stuff, and a lot of these guys don't have a huge discography. They're not doing five records, whereas, I mean, up and down every block, there's 10, 15 rappers. Everybody raps.
Farley's been around the Quad Cities music scene for 20 years or so. Local bands like Pipe Theory and Circle 7. Running sound and working in music stores, he's built a reputation. But the reason people come back to him?
It's just me. I think, you know, you could go, the same guy could have the same equipment and the same setup as me, but I couldn't sound like him and he wouldn't sound like me. I think that's with most producers. People go to them because they like that thing they do. Over the years of doing this, I found the right, which components are more important to invest in than other things, you know. Having an awesome TV doesn't really do shit for your mix or for your vocal quality. So all these guys have like 50 songs that they've recorded in people's houses or sometimes in a decent little studio in other places. But hopefully, and what I've heard a lot is when my songs come up on their playlist, it jumps out the speakers compared to that. And their friends ask, well, how come that one's different? Well, where'd you do this? Well, I want to go there. I want all my songs to sound like this.
Little did I know, Skylark Recording has roots that go way back to the 50s.
My mother's father owned a bar in Chicago from like 1953 until December 2016, and it was a Skylark Lounge. My mom and all of her sisters and brothers grew up upstairs, and they all worked in the bar downstairs. And when I was first starting off with a laptop and out of a house I was renting, I was calling it the Temple. The studio's gonna be called the Temple. And when I was going to apply for my business license about a year later, and I was like literally downtown doing like my DBA and stuff, and it hit me. I was like writing in the Temple. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, I should be Skylark. I'm like, duh. I'm like, what am I thinking? And I just did it right then. And then I got a copy of it and sent it, took it up to my grandpa, and he has it framed up on the wall at the bar. It's pretty cool.
Skylark Recording is located at 1624 West Locust Street in Davenport, Iowa. Check him out on Facebook and Twitter.